The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we're live from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on a snowy, but now it seems like it's clearing up a little bit out there, and the roads are getting better, and but still drive safely if you're out there. And we have joining us with us Eagleville's girls basketball, assistant basketball coach, Bobby Leathers. And Bobby, it's good to have you. I've seen you a lot. I've seen you play. I've seen you coach, and it's a great pleasure to have you here. And tell me how you kind of wound up at Eagleville, because you've had some experience at other schools as well.
Yes, of course, I grew up in the Mid-State area. I played at Rockville back in the K-8 County League, and then went on to Riverdale and played 4 years there. Went back to Riverdale and joined Coach Brandon Burke's staff as a non-faculty assistant. I was there 3 or 4 years, I think. It's kind of muddy in my memory now, but got lucky enough, way out kicked my coverage and married Kara, who went to Eagleville and is fifth grade teacher and does the high school volleyball out there. And
an Eagleville girl,
right? And an Eagleville girl, you know, moved into the area and did a lot of good things, you know, as an athlete at that school. Her and her brother both. And you know, you spend time in a gym and spent time with Coach Lynch, you know, kind of not being on his staff, and had the opportunity to join and jumped at it. You know, it's a great environment out there, great community, and, you know, I can't think of another place I'd rather be coaching than out at Eagleville.
And give a little plug to Kara, to her volleyball team. What a great year they had.
Yes, very proud of her and her girls. You know, they're kind of in the same situation we are now a couple years ago. You know, she was playing a lot of young girls, but young talented girls that just needed some game time to kind of get used to the level of play, and they kind of came into their own this year and played really well, especially down the stretch. And you know, like I said, couldn't be more proud of them.
The it's been a tough road, I guess, with the Eagleville girls this year. Lost a lot of players, some really good girls teams the last 2 or 3 years, and you've just basically, and I don't like to use the word rebuild, but that's basically what you've had to do, because you've got more freshmen probably than anybody in the Mid-State playing varsity right now.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we've got the one junior that's playing for us, Michelle Johnson. We've got two sophomores, and then we're playing, you know, 10 freshmen on almost a nightly basis now. You know, our 8, 9, 10 girl may not be getting tons of minutes, but, you know, foul trouble or, you know, matchup, you know, situations arise, you know, their numbers have been called. And, you know, it's tough to have so many young girls without some, you know, upperclassmen who have played, I guess, who have played a lot of minutes and can shoulder the load. You know, I think that's the difference between our freshmen and some of the other freshmen in our district. You know, our district is kind of senior laden this year, and so when freshmen are called upon to produce, you know, they do have, you know, some upperclassmen to kind of shoulder the load, and I think that really helps a lot.
Well, you got a big win against Huntland, and on Friday, this was on the 25th, and we commented that night. We were on the air somewhere else, and we commented, what a huge win, a three-point win, and sandwiched in there between two losses to a very good Moore County and a good Milton C. Christian School team. But you are becoming what I've seen with a lot of these scores, very, very competitive, particularly at home.
Yes, I think there is a marked difference between our performance on the road and at home. And, you know, and I think that's kind of attributed to, you know, being a young team. I mean, you kind of have to go through you know, a road season as a whole before you kind of get used to stepping off a bus and being ready to perform at, you know, at the top of your ability. You know, and especially, you know, it's a little different than the Rutherford County 7 AAA League, where your longest bus trip is, you know, maybe 30 minutes. You know, Huntland's an hour and 15, Fayetteville City's an hour and 15. So, you know, it's a battle to get our girls ready to step off the bus and to perform. And
go ahead.
You know, and at home it's a little different. You know, we get into our routine. You know, you go to school, you have our little shoot around, we go right to warm-ups, and I think our girls just do a little bit better job at home.
Talking about the difference in being freshmen, the weight room is really important because when they come in, they're playing up against seniors that are 17, 18 years old. Got to make a difference on the floor, too, physically.
Absolutely. I think the majority of our girls are in a weightlifting period in school. And, you know, the growth that they've shown from the time that we got them, you know, at the beginning of the year to now is you know, phenomenal. The coaches that oversee their weight room have done a great job with them, and you know, hopefully they'll continue to work and continue to get stronger. You know, it's kind of, you go from being an eighth grader in a middle school league to kind of being the top dog to, you know, being at the bottom of the totem pole and playing against, you know, almost grown women, a lot of, 18-year-old girls as opposed to, you know, 14. That's a big difference.
Bobby, a lot of your early coaching experience was with Brandon Burke at Riverdale boys. What's the difference in taking on a boys' team and taking on a girls' team?
You know, I think demeanor is a little different. I don't know. With boys, in my personal experience, compared to the girls I'm coaching now, I mean, you know, boys pick up a lot of things playing pickup ball, just being in the gym, a lot of things that are hard to coach, you know, they kind of do naturally. I think girls, I think you can scheme and game plan a little more than you can with guys. I mean, to me, a top-tier girls team compared to, you know, a good girls team, the gap is a little smaller than, you know, a top-tier boys team and a middle-of-the-road boys team. You know, in terms of athletic ability, those top-tier boys, I mean, sometimes they just straight-out athlete you, and there's not a whole lot of game plan. You know, if they have better horses, you know, that you're going to have a hard time competing. And I think that gap's a little smaller in girls basketball.
Well, you've got Forest coming up, and that's at Forest, always a tough place to play, and that's a huge rivalry for you guys, too.
It is. You know, they're about 15 minutes away and have been in the same district for many years. Over the past, you know, my time in the district and a few years before that, you know, Forest has had a very successful program. You know, the girls know what it takes to win. They do the little things. And playing in that gym is they definitely have a home court advantage. They play a style that's a little different than other teams. You know, they're very fast-paced. They're going to push the ball. They're going to put a lot of pressure on you penetrating and pitching. And if they shoot the ball well, you know, I think that they can beat anybody in our district.
Injury-wise, you guys doing okay on the injury front so far?
Injury bug has bitten us a little bit. We had Cheyenne Knox, who kind of started coming into her own about the time that we played MTCS the first time a couple weeks ago. She woke up and had a little, I think it was finally diagnosed as a MCL sprain. Allie Burns, our point guard, our freshman point guard, who's played really well for us all year, went down late at Moore County with a grade 2 sprain. Nicole Duke has a little bit of a sprained ankle. So, you know, it's the same story with every team at this time of year. After the long grind, you know, you're going to be banged up a little bit. And, you know, that's where you hope you've done your job with, you know, girls 6, 7, 8, 9 on your bench that, you know, hey, you've got your chance now. Hopefully they're prepared and can step in and kind of produce for you.
I know I talked to Chris a couple of weeks ago, and he's been very surprised and the improvement that they've made over the year. He can only look for better things next year. But I think you also are looking ahead at this district tournament. There's no pressure. You know, you guys have got nothing to lose in this regard. Do you see yourself as a sleeper in this and maybe pulling off a win?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I think if we come out and, you know, defend well, rebound well, you know, and kind of control tempo. I think we're going to end up playing Cascade is what it's looking like. You know, a very talented team. They're, you know, 8, 9, 10 girls deep, and they're all talented. You know, you look at a Cascade box score, and on most nights, 7 to 8 girls score. And, you know, so, you know, they're able to play up and down. They're all talented. But, you know, if we can play our style of kind of grind it out, control tempo, like I said, defend and rebound, I think we have a chance. You know, that's really all we can hope for is to do the things to keep us in a game and have a shot at the end.
Well, this is our last chance to talk to Eagleville girls this year. But, Bobby, I guess one of the things that you look for is improvement as the year has gone. Has that happened? And do you feel confident going into next year?
Yeah, very confident. You know, I think if you look at our box scores in the second half of the district, you know, we're much improved. You know, and I think a lot of that is just the girls realizing what it takes to be successful at the high school basketball level. We haven't shot the ball particularly well, but I think we've taken good shots the majority of the time. And I think as the girls kind of mature, you know, those shots will start falling. And, you know, I think we're, you know, I think we're a good shooting performance away from pairing it with a good defensive performance of being, you know, having a shot to win a district game. But, you know, improvement-wise, I'm very proud of them. You know, they come in every day to practice. They work hard. They try to get better. And, you know, and I think the most impressive thing is, you know, wins, losses. We've had our share of losses this year, but, you know, I think every loss still hurts them. They haven't gotten used to losing, and they're not happy with losing. And I think that's a great quality, because once you get used to losing and it doesn't bother you, you know, you're in a lot of trouble.
And the attitude of the girls, I mean, I think even Chris will tell you he couldn't find a better group to work with.
Yeah, you know, after maybe a poor performance in a game, you know, I've wanted to come in practice and be kind of ill and, you know, kind of upset. But then, you know, end up spending 10 or 15 minutes around the girls, and, you know, it's impossible to really be upset with them, because, you know, at any given moment, they're giving you every bit of effort that they have, and, you know, they're trying to do the right things. And again, I think that speaks volumes about the quality of girl we have in the locker room.
Well, Bobby, you've passed the test. Your initial interview has been tremendous. And unfortunately for you, probably Chris will send you a lot of times. So
that's quite all right. Appreciate y'all having us out here and you know, giving a little bit of, you know, promotion to Eagle Sports.
All right, Bobby Leathers, assistant basketball coach at Eagle Eagles. And when we come back, we'll close things out with Kim Francis of the Laverne Wolverines as we continue with the Prentice Ossipedian Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.